Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Adetula. And on a Tuesday, you know what time it is. Time for B. Scott to join us. So before we get into going around the NFL, I want to continue what was the question of the day, where you guys continue to mention other things that would set you off. And I wanted to make sure to let our guy B. Scott get in on the fun here.
Y'all mentioned spitting. I just don't feel like y'all went far enough. I am an extremist on spitting.
I know we're on wax, so I don't want to say the things that I need to say.
No, listen.
Hold on, B. Scott.
Okay, cool.
And I feel comfortable with this, and maybe this can be a warning.
All right. PSA.
But if you spit on someone,
yeah,
and that person turns around and kills you right where you stand and or sit or lay, I witness it.
No, I didn't.
I will turn around.
No, I didn't.
And walk away.
Yeah. You get it.
Because it will be a justified homicide.
Yeah.
A justified death.
What'd you say? I won't be a witness.
I will not be a witness. I will not get in the way of justice.
That's a very conscious decision of disrespect. Like, yeah. That's absolutely.
My two little ones, 9 and 7, I think this was maybe a year ago, one of them spit on the other. And mm-hmm. I stopped at a meeting and I said, listen, I love you both. But the next time one of you spits on the other, if the other one goes off on you to the point of no return,
don't come talk to
it me. Will be justified. Justified. Let my kids know immediately.
I love that.
We will not be spitting unless we're ready to kill or
be a witness.
Unless we are ready to kill or be killed.
What happened, B. Scott? I have no idea.
Nothing.
No, you're right, though, man. It's so disrespectful, man.
Spitting? Oh, no.
Man, just punch me in the face, man.
Yeah. Right, you took your bodily fluids.
Uh-huh. Yes.
We're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that. That's
we're not doing that. Either you got to kill, I'm going to kill you or you got to kill me.
It is now officially blood sport.
Today. Sight.
I love it.
713 said no one mentioned relationship cheaters. Yeah, because that gets tough with the, I imagine that you get to that place. Of course, you're going to have a very heavily hot worded conversation. All right, let's get into around the NFL, what we learned in week two, starting in reverse in some ways. Monday Night Football, I feel like we could take this one of two ways. Either the Eagles are more unserious than the Falcons have always been, but mm-hmm. or the Falcons have found a little bit of something in a way to reverse what feels like has been a long-term curse in two ways, which is the Falcons being the Falcons and losing a situation, or primetime Kirk Cousins. Ooh, where Kirk Cousins, late in that game, on a potential game-winning drive, goes 5 of 6 for 70 yards and a touchdown, right? When it gets to the tough moments, we are not used to Kirk Cousins doing that. Kirk Cousins, who is not 100% and said as much last night, went and had a game-winning drive. Which one do you feel is more reasonable here, B-Scott?
So all of that that you said, and if Saquon Barkley just catches the damn ball,
of course,
we can dismiss a lot of the points that you just made. So I don't think it's that the Eagles aren't actually serious. I think that was an anomaly of Saquon not making a play that he would normally make. Mm-hmm. He erases a lot of things. But I will say, like, to the different points that you make, I think the biggest one is that the Falcons are closer to legitimate than I think I was willing to give them credit for. Their defense is legitimate. They added Justin Simmons, who we talked about a lot throughout the season of being a possibility for the Texans. But you make you give a safety unit of Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates, and we saw what Jesse Bates was able to do in that game.
Yeah.
And that obviously they brought in Matthew Judon.
Yeah.
Like, their defense is legit. Raheem Morris is their coach, a legit defensive coach. And then Kirk Cousins is adequate, as much as we like to rag on Kirk Cousins. And I'll admit, I've participated plenty in it, but he is a quarterback that you can win with if you have a good enough defense and you have enough weapons to try to make it happen. So, like, I think that the Falcons in an NFC that we often diminish should be considered a bit more of a factor than they were going into the night.
So I'm watching this game, and this is what I learned, Reggie, B. Scott. If you don't, in today's NFL, when quarterback production has been down the first couple of weeks and yardage and all that stuff, we've all seen the stats. If you don't have a good defensive front, you got no shot. Like, what happened to the Eagles' defensive front? You know, they weren't really blitzing a lot. They got to him a little bit, but
talk to the Colts about that, too.
Dude, like, if you don't have a defensive front that can get to the quarterback, and that's where the Texans, if you want to kind of localize it here, like, what they can do with their front four or five or whatever. Like, Kirk Cousins is good, to your point, B. Scott, but he's not that good.
No. but he operated with precision on that last drive. You got to give him credit for it. I was in real time making the joke, if it's 3rd and 7, he's going to throw it 5 yards.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kirk short of the sticks, Cousins. Like, I was doing it in real time. And to his credit, he made it happen. He performed in the moment. And I think that he is adequate enough to make it happen. I do think a storyline was, hey, him doing it kind of softens that background conversation about Michael Penix Jr., because I was doing that early in the game too. Mm-hmm. Hey, just put Michael Penix Jr. in the game. You know, I was one of those who was cool with that pick and less so cool with them giving $100 million to Kirk Cousins.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I was more in line with that. So I think he did himself a lot of favors, but the big story to me was actually that Falcons defense being closer to legit than I thought.
And you mentioned the addition of free agent, addition of Jesse Bates, addition of Justin Simmons. They also added Matthew Judon late in this thing.
Yeah,
like,
the trade, yeah.
They have gotten a level of serious that I don't always look at from the Falcons. And I mean, you guys know it, Fig, mm-hmm. John. I talked about this as I'm going for the pump fake again, and I'm going for the Falcons to win the NFC South. And I already feel stupid saying that out loud.
That was the thing that made me start kind of turning my face as you were going through it in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because you went a little too far from me. Like, the Falcons ain't the Falcons no more. Listen, you live long enough to know better than that, Reggie.
Okay? Oh, yes. I will always say it.
The Falcons be the Falcons, man.
That's right.
Yeah. They stay the Falcons. So they are not no longer the Falcons. That's still the case. But I think that they can still make a little bit of noise, which they've done before. You know,
hey, we said that about the Texans now.
How about the NFC South being a little bit stronger than we thought it was
going
to be?
You know where we're going, baby.
Between the Falcons, obviously, what the Saints are pulling off right now, I want to say they might have the highest point differential of anybody
they
in
do.
Football right
that
now.
Because
they blew out, obviously, the Panthers, who were pitiful, but then did it again against the Cowboys.
So between who might be pitiful?
Yeah, right. So between that, obviously, the Bucks have been solid and remain solid. And, of course, we're talking about the Falcons. The NFC South might be a little bit.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A bit better than we thought.
All right, so let's go around the NFC South a little bit to the aforementioned New Orleans Saints. John, or Fig, Scott, I want to see what you think about John's assumption here or feeling here about these Saints.
I think the Saints are the best team in the NFL.
That's a take. Actually, it's not a scoff. I am impressed with the conviction in which he said it.
No, I mean, look, you can say what you can about the Panthers, but they go to Dallas, man. And I know Dallas at home isn't always, you know, great. And that wasn't even close from the first snap.
No.
It wasn't, I mean, from the first snap. And they have, and the other thing about it is, the reason I say that is Clint Kubiak is just dealing right now. I think because of his name and his game, I think he's going to be a head coach next year.
Yeah, I'm with you on everything except the final conclusion that you reach. Like, I like Clint Kubiak. I think what they're doing is impressive. They again, a much better football team than I thought. But I'm still having a tough time. And this is not a knock on Derek Carr, who I actually do respect as a quarterback. I just have a tough time believing a team with Derek Carr as their quarterback can actually be the best team in football. I have to see a lot
more
of it.
But that's more macro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm saying, like through 2 weeks, they're the best team in the NFL.
Oh, I think that's an irrefutable fact.
Yeah.
Through 2 weeks. I'll go with you on that. Mm-hmm. Through 2 weeks, I mean, the point differential speaks for itself. Like they have scored 40-plus in two straight games against albeit against, you know, the Panthers was one of them, but those are still two NFL teams that they did that against. So the point you're making about Clint Kubiak is a good one, and the Saints, watch out.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, I've been kind of impressed, not just what you guys said, but unlocking Derek Carr is a thing that I have been waiting for because he's always had the talent. I mentioned that I made this point a few times. Having him have the willingness to do that in an offense that's not just straight up boring has been really interesting. The other side of that, when we talk about the NFC South, is the Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you've learned something from them? Because I've learned to not expect that team to you know, regress, and that maybe, just maybe, Baker Mayfield is the number one overall pick that we had expected at some point, or at least some facsimile of that.
Yeah, just coaching matters. I think situation matters. I think that's the big thing with the Bucs, not just now, but even going back to last year. Like They were a miraculous drive away from actually beating the Texans last year. Like that 40-plus second drive that C.J. Stroud put together last year here at NRG Stadium. Like, that was a legitimate football team. I know a lot of people might look at it as like they were just average, but I think Baker Mayfield is on the, you know, the other side of average. Like, above average, not quite elite, but I would rather have him than not. Ask the Cleveland Browns about that, right? Like that, like to me, that is the story there, is that, hey, there is redemption, and that coaching does matter.
I think the Bucs are, you know, Figgy picked them, and Reggie and I picked the Falcons, but How can you deny what Baker Mayfield has done? You can't.
It was cooking last season.
But you know what? You know what's funny though? Even still, somehow I like the Falcons and the Saints better. No, I mean, and it's not even a knock. So for some reason, still, like, I look at the weapons that the Falcons have and the defense that we talked about earlier, and then everything that you mentioned, John, about what the Saints are doing offensively with Clint Kubiak and Derek Carr, the reemergence. Somehow the Bucs are the steady Eddie of the NFC South, but I'm more intrigued by and trust right now more the Falcons and the Saints, which is it feels weird.
And again, the Falcons especially, because they are indeed the Falcons.
Yes, they stay the Falcons.
Some other things around the NFL, things that we learn. I think that we agree in this, and I was here before. Justin Fields needs to be the starter for the Steelers.
Oh, for sure he does.
What are we even doing?
Justin Fields, I mean, he needs to be the full-time starter. Like his numbers, if you look at just the numbers, we're like, okay, whatever. But he had one big, amazing pass play called back on a penalty that was like, wow, it was C.J. Stroud-like. No, there is no question to me. Forget Russell Wilson. Justin Fields is your starting quarterback.
So I don't think that Russell Wilson brings anything additional over Fields. And Fields, I imagine, like, you still have the possibility of upside.
Okay, so that's a better way of saying what I was going to say, because I feel like my overall analysis on this might be a little reductive. But to me, you look at Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, neither of them at this stage of their quarterback, at this stage of their career as a quarterback, would be considered like a high-level passer right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's neither of them. But Russell Wilson no longer offers you what he used to, and I think Justin Fields offers you in that dynamic even more than Russell Wilson ever did.
It's right, when stock. You're talking about the mobility and those things.
I mean, stock, or even just like I'm talking about today and the future.
Yeah.
Honestly, Lopez, like I think in the immediacy and the future, you talk about buying stock, I would go Justin Fields 8 days out of the week.
Let me ask you something else, both of you guys. That was one of my takeaways from what we learned in NFL Week 2. Why would anyone, this is a serious question, why would anyone hire anyone as a head coach or an offensive coordinator that's not off the Shanahan tree?
I don't have a great answer for you in that regard. Like, we are in Sean McVay touch the hem of his garment territory.
Yeah, and not just, I like this, Lopez, because it's not even just from the offensive side.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, even the defensive guys that come out of
because they
the
bring
tree.
In those offensive guys.
Exactly. Exactly. And then they also come in with like a certain level of leadership, a certain level of moxie.
Yeah.
And I know Robert Saleh's not working out exactly the way Jets fans wanted it to, but I think
how much of that do you attribute to him himself?
Right. And I think there was a reason why he was attracted for that job to begin with. I don't think that was all manufactured. I think things just have not worked out.
Yeah.
To his fault, to whoever's fault it is, but there is something about all of the guys that come out of that tree that I think is appealing.
And
they should be appealing.
You talk about some of the defensive guys, like even just from this week, Cardinals, Drew Petzig, he's a Shanahan Kubiak guy. Kevin O'Connell, Saints, Clint Kubiak. Patriots lost, but Alex Van Pelt, got something going on right there. He's another Shanahan Kubiak guy. Matt LaFleur, we saw what they did. Falcons, Zach Robinson, Shanahan Kubiak tree. Why would anyone, if I have an opening, I'm like, okay, but who's off of the Shanahan and Kubiak tree? I want one of those guys.
You would almost have to be a retread. You would have to already have been established. Like, if you're an up-and-comer, if you're Bobby Slowick, right? And Bobby Slowick obviously comes from the Shanahan tree. But if you're his age, our age, right? You need to be.
Thanks for making me feel less accomplished.
He's got I think 5 years on you.
Yeah.
If you still want to be an OC, Reggie, you got 5 years. To get there.
I'm gonna get in my playbook.
But yeah, man, there is a clear lineage there and a clear thing that Kyle Shanahan is doing out there.
Plus, and this is the thing that I've always loved about it, I think Jordan Rodriguez of The Athletic put together a fantastic podcast
called Play Callers
about this whole tree. They have an interconnectedness that also seems to help, right? So not only are you hiring a guy, one of the things that you worry about is like the turnover of once you hire a coach, what are his coordinators going to do and how long are they going to be there before they move?
Yeah.
This group seems to have a good track record of then finding the next guy that will then fill that coordinator role and teaching down. I think Kyle Shanahan gets a lot of credit for making sure to facilitate an environment that allows people who are quality control and like position coaches to also learn in that process to factor in and then ultimately grow. And so I think that growing the next coordinator and not being fearful of something that like the Eagles had, where both of their coordinators left and they've had a big shift in what the team is because they have not had somebody ready to step in. I think that also poses an interesting
thing. It was one of the more fun parts of the offseason was trying to figure out what does the staff look like or what is the next iteration of coordinators look like when Bobby Slowick and Gerard Johnson, if and when they move on,
yeah,
right? And how, and we've had some of these conversations ourselves behind the scenes, like how are they training for that? And we know that they're constantly doing it, and you've got to have a certain level of confidence in it based off of the track record so far.
There you go. Around the NFL here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610 with our guy B. Scott sitting in for this entire hour. And speaking of, coming up next, let's get into B. Scott's thoughts on these Texans and more. We'll do that next.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.